Hey everybody, thanks again for tuning in to the Relate and Communicate podcast with your girl, Denedria Banks. As always, if you want to reach me, hit me up at relate2019@gmail.com. Again, that is relate2019@gmail.com. Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in again. So today, I'm still sharing about my journey back to wholeness after injury. And for today's topic, I just simply want to talk about my process of rebuilding my life after injury. So although I'm still in my recovery process, I've recently come to terms with the fact that there are aspects of my life that I'm going to now have to rebuild. When I initially thought about this, I really became anxious because it was like, I have to rebuild my life? What is that even going to look like? Is that even something that I can do? Wait a minute, do I even have the skill set to start over? All of those questions came dancing around in my head. So as I sat back and started to really think about building or rebuilding something, the first thing that I thought about was the construction of a build. And the first thing that popped in my mind was foundation. Everything that is built requires a strong foundation. And as defined by Webster, a foundation is a basis, such as a principle or a tenet in which something stands or is supported. And as I said, everything begins with its foundation. A strong foundation is essential to having longevity. So before I begin to rebuild, I had to take inventory of my own foundation. Was my previous foundation enough? In that I only suffered cracks after my injury? Or did I need to demolish the remains of the foundation and break new grounds? In order to answer those questions, I had to first reclaim my identity. I had to reclaim my identity by taking inventory. Inventory of who I am, what I am, and what I might need in order to build again. So the first thing I did was look at my basic life principles. Who am I at my core? What do I hold dear to myself at my core? I came up with things such as love, respect, faith in God, open to new things, open to people. I'm dedicated. I'm a hard worker. And I strive to finish what I start. Next, I actually looked at my actual qualifications that I can use in the world as I begin to rebuild, restart, or restructure my new life. So I took inventory of actual qualifications. And, you know, I have a master's degree in social work with 18 years of experience. I hold a license in clinical social work with the state of California. And I actually have some really good experience in the medical field, which I believe has been my niche for about 10 years now. So that's a pretty good inventory. So as I look at my short inventory, I actually like what I see. And more importantly, taking note of these things has reminded me of me, who I was before injury, and more importantly, who I still am. You know, it's very easy to forget who you are when you're fighting to come back to wholeness. You, the person, become overshadowed by the injury, the disease, the issue of the day. As your recovery process turns into an endless affair of pain management, medical appointments, physical therapy, and home health visits, your identity fades into the background. Even with family and friends around offering encouragement and support, your core can slip away. Throughout my process, I extended so much of my energy just trying to maintain from day to day that I actually faded away. Funny enough, I didn't even know I had faded. I didn't know how much I had lost touch with who I was. And if I didn't see myself or know myself, how could I expect the world to see me? Especially now in this new parameters of physical limitations that I'm finding myself. How is that supposed to even happen? So taking inventory assisted me in reclaiming my identity. The process brought me back in touch with my core. With knowing my core principles, I could now examine my foundation. And for the most part, since I like what I see and have a skill set that is still marketable, I think I just need to do some patchwork to fix the cracks of my foundation. I don't need to break new ground. Initially, I expected to say the crack in my foundation creation is due to the fact that I'm not healed from my injury. In truth, I am still in physical therapy and believe I will continue to gain strength resulting in greater physical healing. But physical healing is not the crack in my foundation. If I'm being truly honest with myself and with you, my listeners, the crack in my foundation is actually my coming to terms with the fact I may not get back to the physical level I had prior to injury. My crack is self-inflicted. And this is heavy for me to admit because I never thought I would struggle with self-esteem. I never thought that I would really be sad about it all. I'm sorry, I just had to sit with that for a moment. So as I stated in a previous podcast, I choose how to treat myself. We choose how to treat ourselves. We actually subconsciously write our own narratives. We write the narratives that we feed ourselves. We can write them, rewrite them, but whatever narratives we write and we feed ourselves directs how we move through the world. So when I took inventory, as I am working to reclaim my identity, two things stood out for me. One, I am worthy. And two, I have something to offer the world. And that is the narrative I'm going to start to write. If I make that my mantra for my patchwork, then my foundation will once again be strong and withstanding. As I'm voicing this podcast right now, you know, I'm recalling the many times I've heard others say they had to start over or rebuild their life. And, you know, I wonder what that process was for them. Because when your life implodes, how do you even know which way is up? That's just a random thought, you guys. Anyway, this is what I know. I know a rebuild is not expected to happen overnight. I know that with most things, it's going to take time. And even as the rebuild is taking shape, there will be some periods of adjustment, followed by some periods of uncertainty. Because when you really think about it, when you come down to it, a rebuild is essentially a change in your life. And one thing we do know about change is the one constant in this world that tickles many emotions. And as a social worker, I actually looked up the life stress inventory scale. I see that number 6 is a major personal injury and number 18 is changing to a different line of work. So if I'm uncertain or nervous, I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Because it's normal to feel various emotions and to have so much going on inside of you as change is happening. So anyway, if any listening are currently working through your rebuild or on your quest to find more in your life, I hope you will be patient with yourself. I hope you will begin and continue to make personal inventory to measure the possibilities in front of you. And most importantly, I hope we never forget, I hope you and I never forget that we are worthy and we have something to offer the world. Thanks again for listening to the Relate and Communicate podcast with your girl, Denedria Banks. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or feedback regarding today's episode, hit me up at relate2019@gmail.com. Relate2019@gmail.com.